This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Ryssdal. With that as backdrop, then, the European Central Bank trying, basically, to figure out which way the winds are blowing, as is the Fed, we should say, we are going to take a step back here and talk big picture, because there are a lot of moving parts out there right now. Brexit, the trade war, North Korea, and a slowing global economy, a lot of stuff. Uncertainty is the word, right? But as uncertain as things might seem today, are they really all that different than they have been in the past? And now that we come to think of it, can there be any such thing as economic certainty anyway? Marketplace's Amy Scott is on that one.
That word uncertainty has come up on this show roughly 150 times, just in the 2+ years since President Trump's inauguration. Here's Kai in August 2017.
As long as the rain is still falling, economic uncertainty is the watchword.
Erica Barris last month.
The automobile industry is already facing lots of uncertainty.
And, yep, me last summer.
She says uncertainty over where the trade war is headed could weigh on future growth.
So what? Are things really less predictable than usual? For the long view, I asked Deirdre McCluskey, professor emerita of economics and history at the University of Illinois, Chicago.
Bad things happen. They always have.
It's easy to forget, she says, just how unsettling World War II was, or the rise and fall of communism.
People always think now is more uncertain than before.
That's Nicholas Bloom, an economics professor at Stanford. He co-founded the Economic Policy Uncertainty Index, going all the way back to 1900. He says it's true that global uncertainty has spiked recently, what with Brexit and the trade war with China.
But numbers for the U.S. don't look that bad. We're kind of average uncertainty.
Yeah, average. If things seem scary now.
10 years ago was the financial crisis. 15 years ago would have been, say, the Gulf War or, you know, the end of the dot-com boom.
One caveat, the index is based partly on mentions of uncertainty in the press. So there's a risk of a bit of a feedback loop, but it only counts newspapers. So we can say uncertainty as many times as we want. Uncertainty, uncertainty, uncertainty. I'm Amy Scott for Marketplace.